请大家先翻开圣经出埃及记十九章。
Let's first turn to the Bible, Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章第一节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
以色列人出埃及地以后，满了三个月的那一天，就来到西乃的旷野。第二。
Verse 2.
他们离了利非定，来到西南的旷野，就在那里的山下安营。第三节。
Verse 3.
摩西到了神那里，神从山上呼唤他说，你要这样告诉雅各家，小谕以色列人说。第四节。
Verse 4.
我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见的，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。第五节。
Verse 5.
你们如今若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。第六节。
Verse 6.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民，这些话你要告诉以色列人。那这次灵会，我的被安排的部分，想用祭司的国度，与大家一起来学习勉励。
So for this special convocation, for the portion that, is, that I'm responsible for, I would like to share with everyone the topic of kingdom of priests.
所以神的礼物呢，也在隐藏在里头。
And the gift of God is also hidden in inside here.
那神当时的确将以色列人分别出来，带领他们出埃及。
Indeed, God separates the Israelites and lead them out of Egypt.
因为假如不带出来的话，那埃及那以色列人一直停留在埃及地啊，或者说他们的文化，他们对多神教的观念的影响。
And if they continue to dwell in the land of Egypt, they will be affected by.This culture of worshiping multiple gods.
神呢纪念他与亚伯拉罕所立的约啊，所以将以色列百姓带离开埃及。
Because God remembered the covenant He made with Abraham, therefore He brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
当然，他们在埃及地下已经住了几百年的时间了。
Although the Israelites have lived in the land of Egypt for a few hundred years,
生活已经安顿下来。
Their life has been settled inside this land.
因此，要叫他们搬离开埃及地啊，是很难的，不可能的。
So for them to move away from this land is quite difficult.
好像在美国居住了好几代的人啊，我们的下一代要叫他搬回。中国大陆搬回台湾，搬回马来西亚、印尼啊，可能他们也不愿意啊。
And so, for example, if we have lived in the U.S. for several generations, and we ask the descendants to move away from here to either China, Taiwan, or Indonesia, then it will be difficult for them.
因为埃及地当时对全世界的人来说，就像今天的美国一样，是一个高度文明发达的世界。
Because the land of Egypt is just like the land in U.S., it is a prosperous land at the time.
所以怎么样使他们离开呢？
So how did God tell them to leave?
神就加苦难啊在他们的身上。
So God added the tribulations into their lives.
就是用埃及人来苦待他们。
Which is through the people of Egypt to make them suffer.
So, 其实这是神的作为之一。
So this is one of God's work.
因为没有透过那个苦难的话，他们可能就不想离开埃及地。
Because without that suffering, then Israelites may not be willing to leave from Egypt.
那埃及人苦待以色列百姓，苦到他们都好像受不了了，就哀求，每个人都觉得很苦。
And so the Egyptians make the Israelites suffer to the point that they cannot endure anymore.
大家都好像恨不得赶快离开那个地方啊。
And so they wanted to rush out of the land of Egypt.
可是他们又不能够靠着自己的力量来离开。
But at the same time, they cannot rely on their own strength leave away.
就是当时有个年轻人啊，是以色列人、希伯来人，他住在王宫里头，他想要利用他的影响力来带领他们的同胞离开，可是也是失败的。
There is a young man who is a Hebrew, and he wants to use his own strength to act on his according to his will, but he was unsuccessful.
虽然他的动机很好。
Even though his motive is good,
但是他没有遵照神的时间，没有遵照神的方法来进行。
But he did not do according to God's time and God's will.
他想要用自己的方法，用自己的意志力，用自己的影响力来解决问题。
He wants to use his own way, his own method to carry out this task.
那最后还是要靠神，用神的能力、神的方法来帮他们。
And toward the end, he still need to use God's way and God's method in order to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
离开埃及以后,
so after they left Egypt,
所以说满了三个月, 好不容易就来到这个西乃的旷野。
And so after 3 months, they have come to this wilderness of Sinai.
因为离开埃及进入旷野的目的也是要来服侍神，要敬拜神。
And the purpose of entering this wilderness is for them to worship God.
所以现在神就要开始来重整他们的信仰，告诉他们要怎么做。
So from this point on, God wants to
to 要告诉他们要怎么做。
To tell them what to do.
所以第四节就说，好像鹰啊，将他们背在翅膀上就带出来了。
And in verse 4, he said, "How I bore you on eagle's wing and brought you out."
那他们要怎么做呢？就是要听从神的话，遵守他的约。
And so, what do they need to do is to obey God's voice and keep His covenants.
那第六节说，要归我做祭司的国度为圣洁的国民。
And in verse 6, that they shall be the kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
那祭司的国度，有些参考书啊，他是说啊，全民都是祭司。
Kingdom of priests, in some books, it represents that all of them are priests.
那在旧时代，是不是全民都是祭司呢？
In the Old Testament, are all people priests?
当然新约啊，新约以后嘛，大家都是祭司啊。
And of course, in the New Testament, everyone is a priest.
但在这就在旧约时代，是不是大家啊，全民是祭司
？But in the Old Testament, is everyone a priest?
我们来探讨的时候，我们就能够找到答案。
As we study, we shall find answer.
那我们看祭司啊，到底是什么意思
？So what is the definition of priest?
因为祭司在我们文化当中啊是很少出现的字眼呢。
In our culture, the word priest rarely shows up.
所以我们以佛教的立场来说，佛教这个道士啊，这个和尚尼姑啊，就是佛教的祭司啊。有些时候翻译的人也不知道怎么翻，那就翻译成为这个佛教的祭司。
And so, if we use the Buddhism's perspective, they also have a form of priest.
那其实祭司这个字眼在我们生活上啊，那很少看到。
Yeah, but in fact, we don't see a lot of definition or words referring to a priest in our life.
假如没有读圣经的话，那可能我们到现在还不知道什么叫祭司。
If we do not read the Bible, then perhaps we don't even know what priests mean.
所以祭司的意思啊，就是搭桥梁的人。
And so the meaning of priest, is that it is a bridge, between men.
啊，所谓搭桥梁，就是做一个沟通，使这边的人可以到达另外一边，另外一边的人也可以到达这一边。
And what it means is that, when it is a bridge of two men, means that one man can travel to another men, and verse and vice versa.
那换句话说啊，就是站在神与人中间的人呢。
And in other words, it means that they are the men standing in between God and man.
所以他也代表神，他也代表人。
So he represents God as well as man.
那根据字典的解释，这个祭司呢是拿着哈带着血的牲肉献祭的人。
According to the definition of the dictionary, a priest means that he is someone who sacrifices the animals.
And 他也是主持宗教崇拜的人。
And he is also the one that hosts the spiritual gathering.
啊，所以按照这个宗教词典就解释的话，啊，像天主教啊，他们有司铎啊，神父就是所谓的祭司的。
And so in Catholics, they also have this father, which is also a former priest.
啊，那我们从外邦人的祭司啊来了解这个祭司的职位。
And so through the Gentiles' definition, we can then try to understand the role of priests.
我们中国古代啊，只有帝王。才能够献祭。
In the history of China, only a king can offer a sacrifice.
所以古代的帝王经常会到我们在东北呢有个什么天坛哈啊那里啊举行这个公开的祭天的仪式。
And so in the northeast area of China, it was the area where the king will offer their sacrifice.
那埃及人也有祭司。
In Egypt, they also have their own priests.
所以法老王把当时安城的祭司的女儿啊许配给约瑟为妻子。
And so, Pharaoh actually granted Joseph his wife, who is also from the family of priests.
啊，所以从这个记载我们知道，法老王啊将安城的祭司的女儿许配给他。那么换句话说，他要认识这个安城的祭司啊。
And so that means, Joseph needs to know.
我的法老王要认识安城的祭司。
So that means, the Pharaoh needs to know, this priest of Egypt.
那祭司的身份地位，假设没有达到一个高度的话，那法老王是不可能去认识啊一个平民的祭司。
And if the status of this priest is not at a certain level, then Pharaoh will not know this person.
所以可见当时祭司的地位也是有相当分量的，也是说社会上所尊重的，所以法老王才会认识的。
So that's why the status of priest is actually quite high, so that Pharaoh would know this priest.
那摩西啊，也是娶那个米甸祭司耶特罗的女儿为妻。
And Moses also married to the priests from Midian.
后来这个祭司耶特罗去访问摩西的时候，那看到摩西很忙碌啊，很多人站在他面前等着审判。
And so later time when he visited Moses and saw he was judging many people.
所以摩西啊，这个耶特罗就向摩西啊献策啊，就是给他一些啊主意。
And so, his father-in-law gave him some advice.
啊，这些主意以今天的术语来说，就是懂得怎么去管理，就是有些读书人哈，你才能够想出这些办法。
And so his advice was that, to help him manage.All the daily tasks.
所以从这个故事当中，我们就知道祭司呢是有啊受过教育的人啊，在社会上为大家所能够接受的。
And so, from this story, we can tell that the priest is educated and is honored by many.
所以从以上两个经节的祭司呢，那我们就知道这个祭司的职位啊是很尊贵的，而且都是饱学之士啊，他们有受过教育的，能够给国王献策。
And so from these two stories, we can tell that the status of priests is very precious, and then they are highly educated and honored by men.
我们看耶稣基督 他身兼的君王与祭司的身份。
And so let us look at Lord Jesus' status of being a king as well as the priest.
所以我们看这个叫做神的迁就方法，神用我们民间的制度啊，来帮助我们了解耶稣基督的角色。
So God used the role in the society to help us understand the role of Lord Jesus.
本来神可以不需要透过这些人就是一个耶稣基督，但是呢，他要让我们明白哈，这到底是怎么一回事，所以他说用这个祭司的制度啊，祭司的国度，让我们能够明白耶稣基督所扮演的角色。
And God actually does not need to use this method, but in order for us on our behalf to allow us better understand the role of Lord Jesus.
我们请看撒迦利亚书。
Let's turn to Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书第六章。
Zechariah chapter 6。
马太福音书往前就是马拉基书，再往前就是撒迦利亚书第六章。
Zechariah chapter 6.
旧约圣经一千一百十五页。
Zechariah chapter 6.
十二节啊，六章十二节。
Chapter 6, verse 12.
十二节啊，对他说啊，万军之主如此说：看哪、啊，那名称为大卫苗裔的，他要在本处长起来。并要建造神的殿，十三节。
13.
他要建造主的殿，并担负尊荣啊！请大家注意，并担负尊荣，坐在位上掌王权，又必在位上做祭司，使两职之间筹定和平啊！这边很奇妙。就提到两个啊，就是一个是君王，一个是祭司。
In here, it's quite miraculous. It talks about two status. One is the king as well as the priest.
啊，祭司是很尊贵的职位。
Priest is a very precious status.
啊，同时啊，也是有权位、有王权哈。
And at the same time, it has the authority as of the king.
啊，他也是。很多学士的
，and he is also very well educated.
那最主要的是要筹定和平。
What's most important is that he will counsel of peace.
这是耶稣基督的角色。
So this is the role of Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督的角色是跟祭司啊有关联。
So the role of Lord Jesus has something to do with the priests.
那再请看以赛亚书第九章第六节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书九章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
九章六节。
Chapter 9 verse 6.
因为一婴孩为我们而生，有一子啊赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙的测试啊。那我们刚想说啊，以前祭司是读书的，那是饱学之士啊。
And as we mentioned, that the priest is very educated.
So, 耶稣基督他的奇妙的测试。
Therefore, Lord Jesus is this wonderful counselor.
他也是全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
He is also the mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
所以他掌王权。
So he holds this authority of king.
永在的父，还有要筹定和平，是和平的君。
And he is also precious, has the status of everlasting father and the prince of peace.
So we can understand that in the old time, God why would have brought the Israelites out of Egypt, and at the same time, want them to have a priestly kingdom.
And so this is the reason why God wants to bring the Israelites out of Egypt and also give them the status of a priest.
That is through these.让我们能够明白耶稣基督的角色。
And so through all these, then we can understand the status or the role of Lord Jesus.
啊，透过外邦人的祭司制度啊，让我们明白耶稣基督啊。
And through the roles of the Gentiles of the priests, then we can understand better about Lord Jesus.
那我们以上所谈的啊，是从外邦人祭司的制度来了解。
So what we have discussed is based on the role or the definitions from the Gentiles.
那现在我们要从神的祭司的角度来理解。
Now we will use the perspective of God's priests.
所以神的旨意，神要让我们明白的，事实上是很清楚的，都在圣经里头。
And what God wants us to understand is all written in the Bible.
请看创世纪十四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 14.
十四章的十八节。
Genesis chapter 14 verse 18.
十四章十八节。
Chapter 14 verse 18.
又有撒冷王麦基洗德带出饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司啊。这边特别提到至高神的祭司。
In here, especially mentioned priest of God Most High.
啊，我们再来看十九节。
3 verse 19.
他为亚伯兰祝福说啊，愿天地的主至高的神赐福给亚伯兰。二十。
Verse
20. 至高的神把敌人交在你手里是应当称颂的，亚伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来献给麦基洗德。所以这里提到麦基洗德是神的祭司。
So in here it records King Melchizedek is God's priest.
那根据旧约的记载这词典记载，这个麦基洗德的意思就是我的王是仁义王。
And the definition of Melchizedek is that he is the
right, 这个 God, the king of righteousness.
Is the king of righteousness.
那麦基洗德当然在旧约时代突然出现这个麦基洗德。
And in the Old Testament recording, suddenly this person showed up.
说他是撒冷王上的这个平安王的意思。
He's the king of Salem means the king of peace.
所以他也像是我们刚所读的那一些具有耶稣基督他祭司的双重身份也是君王的身份，也是祭司的身份。
So he's just as he also has the status as Lord Jesus, where he is the king of he is the priest as well as king.
那最终的目标就是带来和平。
And the ultimate purpose for him is to bring peace.
那也就是搭桥的人搭桥的人。
Which is he has the role of the bridge between men.
所以从十八节到二十节，我们也看出来是站在神跟人中间的。
And from verse 18 to 20, he is the bridge between God and man.
那当然，我们假如没有新约希伯来书的解释的话，其实到今天我们也不能够明白这个麦基洗德到底是谁。
If we do not have the explanation from the book of Hebrews, then at this time we won't even know who is this Melchizedek.
那顶多只是按照字面上说他是神的祭司而已的。
And maybe we can only understand from this recording that he is someone from God.
所以我们现在先理解说，麦基洗德以前没有记载以后没有记载说他到底是谁，他的家是背景，他的父母亲是谁，他是哪一族的人，没有记载。
There is no recording of his background, who his father is, or which tribe he belongs to.
我们有些时候在哄骗孩子说你是石头中间突然蹦出来的
Sometimes we would make joke with our kids that you are born out of the rock.
所以麦基洗德好像是从石头蹦出来的，突然之间的蹦出来。
And so Melchizedek is very similar. He just suddenly pop out.
所以我们说的是他是 come from nowhere， 还不知道从哪里来的。
And he is from nowhere.
好，我们来看希伯来书的七章第二节。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
七章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 2.
看 nowhere 是哪里啊？
Let us see where this nowhere is.
来，我们看七章第二节。
Chapter
7, 七章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 2.
亚伯拉罕也将自己所得来的取十分之一给他，他头一个名拨出来翻出来就是仁义王，他又名撒冷王，就是平安王的意思 所以他是仁义王，这个仁义是君王，是按的正义来审判的，是君王的权柄。
The king of righteousness means that he has this authority to judge.
但是他同时是平安王。
And at the same time, he is the king of peace.
他是要确定和平的。
He is to gather peace for all men.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他无父无母无族谱无生命之始无生命之终，乃是神的儿子，与神的儿子相似。所以曼基洗德，新约希伯来书的作者，说他是无父无母无族谱。
So the author of Hebrew says that Melchizedek is without father, without mother, without genealogy.
甚至是无生命之始无生命之终。
And having neither a beginning of days nor end of life.
乃是与神的儿子相似，就是与基督耶稣相似。
But make like the Son of God, which is like Lord Jesus.
就是直接从神那边来的。
Which is directly from God.
所以在人间的历史，人间的族谱都找不到他的名字。
In the history of man, so we cannot see his genealogy.
所以耶稣基督是从神来的。
So Lord Jesus is from God.
所以从人间的历史、人间的记录、人间的族谱、户口啊，查不到他是哪一年生的，他死在哪一年的哪一日。
And so from the genealogy of men or the census, cannot really see which year or day that Lord Jesus was born.
所以新约很多的信徒就要为耶稣基督做见证，说你是从神来的。
So many disciples in the New Testament testify that Lord Jesus is from God.
尼哥底母也为耶稣做见证，说你是从神来的。
Nicodemus also testified for Lord Jesus that he is from God.
说真的，就是无父无母无族谱了。
So without father, without mother, without genealogy.
所以神的祭司啊，到底是谁呢？哎，就是。耶稣基督啊，主说耶稣基督。
So the priest of God represents Lord Jesus himself.
所以在希伯来书一直提到按照曼基洗德的等次。
So Book of Hebrews emphasizes the status of King Melchizedek.
不是按照人的等次。
It is not according to the role of man.
也不是按照传统，要家族的传统。
It is not according to the tradition of men.
因为按照旧约时代的传统，是利未人啊，亚伦子孙才能够当祭司。
Because based on the tradition in the Old Testament, only the descendants of Aaron can be the priests.
但是耶稣基督不是从利未族这个支派出来的。
But Lord Jesus is not from the tribe of Levi.
是从犹大家族出来的。
He is from the tribe of Judah.
所以他真的是神的祭司啊。
So indeed, he is the priest of God.
他就是 come from nowhere, 从神来的，不是从人来的。
He comes from nowhere, which is directly from God.
所以这是一个很奇妙的事情啊。
And this is a miraculous thing.
那我们来看祭司的国度。
So let us look at the kingdom of priests.
因为我们刚刚所看到出埃及记的记载啊，这是神的心意啊，要让他们成为祭司的国度。
And as we read Book of Exodus, this is the will of God that He wants the Israelites to become the kingdom of priests.
所以我们看到这些外邦人的祭司啊，他们是很尊贵的。
As we see all these priests from Gentiles, they all have high status.
然后当尊贵的人，他们所穿的衣服什么都是很尊贵。
So the garment they wear is also very precious.
所以这是一个荣耀的国度。
So this is a glorious kingdom.
所以神的把这些以色列百姓带出埃及，要让他们享受这个荣耀的国度。
So God brought them out of Egypt so that they can enjoy this wonderful kingdom.
这是神的心意。
This is the will of God.
请看出埃及记二十八章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 28.
出埃及记二十八章。
Exodus chapter 28.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
二十八章第二节。
Chapter 28, verse 2.
你要给哥哥亚伦做圣衣啊，为荣耀，为华美。所以连祭司所穿的衣服啊，都很漂亮的。
Even the garment of priests needs to be very beautiful.
因为在当时，我们看那时候大概三千五百，甚至更久的时间呢，三千五百年以前的时间呢，那时候人穿的衣服啊，都是素色，都是单颜色的。
And this is about 3,500 years ago. Most people, their clothes is just one single color.
啊，就是可能是很粗的麻啊做的衣服啊。
And the material may not be very soft.
所以经常你看旧约时代说把他衣服撕裂的，什么那个很容易撕掉的。
And so as we also see many recordings that when people are sad, they will tear their clothes, which is easily being torn.
啊，当然现在衣服很不容易撕裂的。
Nowadays, the clothes is actually hard to tear.
你知道怎么拉也拉不破的。
And it's a little bit more difficult for us to tear the clothes.
当时一般的人啊，就是穿着素色啊，单颜色的衣服。
And so people at the time, they will wear single color clothing.
可是要给亚伦做的圣衣呢，这不一样，很漂亮啊，五颜六色，很漂亮，又金色，又紫色的，哇，很漂亮。
But the garment for the priest at the time is very different. It needs to be with gold or with purple colors.
所以真的是很尊贵，是很荣耀。
Which is precious and glory.
所以神说的祭司的国度啊，就是一个荣耀的国度。
So the kingdom of a priest is a kingdom that is filled with God's glory.
啊，再看四十节。
Let's turn to verse 40.
你要为亚伦的儿子做内袍，腰带、裹头巾，为荣耀，为华美。我们看内袍，连内袍、腰带、裹头巾啊，都要做得很漂亮。
And even the tunics and the sashes needs to be very beautiful.
所以从外面来说，让大家都能够看得到啊，这是很荣耀的，因为衣服很漂亮。
So from inside to outside, all of them needs to be very beautiful.
啊，真的，祭司的国度啊，是一个荣耀的国度啊。
So indeed, the kingdom of priests is glorious.
啊，同时也是一个圣洁的国度。
At the same time, it is also a kingdom of holiness.
啊，请看利未记十一章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 11.
利未记十一章。
Leviticus chapter
11, 45节。我是把你们从埃及地领出来的神，要做你们的神，所以你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。就要求他的子民要圣洁。
So he tell his people to be holy.
也就是要分别为圣。
That they need to separate themselves.
因为神本身啊，就是分别为圣的。
Because God is holy.
啊，所以他一开始就把明暗啊分明。
In the beginning, he separate darkness from light.
然后他就分别为洁净的动物，不洁净的动物。
And he separated the clean animals and the unclean ones.
他把以色列百姓分别出来。
And he separated the Israelites from all nations.
让以色列百姓这边有亮光，埃及人那边没有亮光。
So that there is light in the people of Israel, and there's only darkness in the land of Egypt.
当埃及人的牲畜啊得到瘟疫啊，都死了。
And when the animals of Egypt were all affected with illness, but the animals in the land of Israel, they were all healthy.
啊，可是以色列百姓的牲畜啊，连一只都没死。
And none of the animals in the land of Israel did not die.
所以神就是要以色列百姓过着分别啊，跟一般人、跟万国的人有着分别为生，这个分别的生活。
So God wants Israelites to live a life of holiness, which is separate from all nations.
那最明显的啊，就是要守安息圣日。
The most obvious is that they need to keep the Sabbath.
因为这一天是圣日。
Because this is a holy day.
所以凡是遵守这一天的圣日的人，就是等于是分别为圣。
Whoever obey this holy Sabbath is it's separating from others.
因为全世界的人哈，没有人在守这一天为圣日啊。
Because not many people in this world have keep this as a holy day.
所以我们要怎么来分别为圣
？So how do we separate ourselves？
啊，大家都能够做得到的。
This is something everyone can do.
所以神所吩咐我们的啊，都是能够做得到的。
What God commands us, all of us is able to do.
就是遵守安息圣日。
Which is to keep the Sabbath.
所以明天星期六啊，安息圣日，大家都来会堂里敬拜神。
So tomorrow, the Sabbath day, everyone will come and attend the Sabbath service.
所以大家来的时候，在一路上要很喜乐、很高兴啊。
So as we are on the way to the service, we need to have a joyful heart.
我们又可以拍胸膛，我们是神特选的民族啊，我是神拣选的人，今天来守安息日，与众不同。
We can proudly say that we are the chosen one and we are different from others.
大家还在家里泡咖啡、啊、喝茶看报纸看网络看电视的时候、啊、去购物我们已经来到神的圣所里来遵守安息日分别为圣。
When others are making coffees or watching TVs at home, we have dressed up and attending this Sabbath service.
所以现在全世界的教会宗教只有我们真耶稣教会按照圣经的方法来遵守安息日。
For all the nations, only true Jesus Church has obeyed the commandments of the Bible 100%.
不相信的话，你的同事、你的朋友、邻居很多人会问你说：“您怎么礼拜六上教堂啊？不是礼拜天吗？”
And if your neighbor asks you, why do you attend services on Saturday instead of Sunday?
所以感谢主啊，我们分别为圣。
And thank God that we have separate ourselves.
那祭司的国度也是要神保护的国度。
And kingdom of priests is also a kingdom that God will protect.
请看《申命记》三十二章。
Let's turn to
三十二章第十节。
Deuteronomy.
第十节，第十三十二章
，Chapter 32，
三十二章第十节
，Chapter 32 verse 10，
第十
，verse 10，
神遇见他在旷野荒凉、野兽吼叫之地，就环绕他、看顾他、保护他，如同保护眼中的瞳仁。啊，这里提到神在旷野荒凉吼叫。
And here it says, he found him in the desert land and in the wasteland and howling wilderness. This wilderness is a dreadful place. It's a wasteland.
啊，没有商店，没有邻居，没有房子。
There is no department store, there is no houses.
哦，很可怕。啊，肚子饿了，找不到吃的东西。
And there is no food around.
生病了没有医院呢
？If you're sick, you can't find a hospital.
是不是很可怕呢
？Isn't it very dreadful?
啊，不但这样，还有野兽在吼叫啊。
And there is animals or beasts howling around.
哦，你经常会看到狮子啊、熊的、啊、在你的周围走来走去的。
And you will see bears and lions walking around.
啊，这是事实啊。
This is a fact.
我们想想，三千五百年以前还没有什么人呢、啊。
And 3,500 years ago, there wasn't a lot of people.
你看非洲那个大草原哦，很多的狮子啊，豹啊。
And in Africa, there is a lot of lions and tigers.
啊，这是事实啊。
And this is a fact.
啊，以前三千五百年以前更是这样子的。
And it is more so 3,500 years ago.
但是呢，说神就环绕他们，保护他们啊。
But God encircled.Them and instruct them and protect them.
你看荒凉没有商店，没关系啊，神供应他们食物啊。
Even though it's a wasteland, but God provides food for them.
从天上降下玛拿给他们吃啊。
He sent down a manna from heaven for them to eat.
磐石出水给他们喝啊。
And water coming out of rock for them to drink.
啊，甚至他们鞋子四十年了，衣服四十年穿不破的。
And their clothes and their shoes were not.Destroyed after even after 40 years.
那神保护他们保护到怎么地步呢
And how did God protect them in such a way?
好像保护眼中的瞳仁一样。
To a point as an apple of his eye.
眼睛的瞳仁是很敏感的地方啊。
An apple of our eye is a very sensitive place.
所以一点点的灰尘一进到我们眼睛的，我们眼睛就会眨，就知道了。
And one single dirt coming in, then we will for sure know.
所以你看，一点点的攻击。从敌人那里攻击，哎，神就保护，很敏感的。
And one simple attack, God will protect them.
所以祭司的国度是很特别的国度。
So this kingdom of priests is a very special kingdom.
是百分之百受神保护的一个国度。
It is protected by God 100%.
啊，所以我们像祭司国度啊，可以省一些钱啊。你看以前啊，也不用什么 alarm system， 不用缴这些钱呢，不用。安装这些啊，这些警报系统的。
So this kingdom of priests can also save money. We don't need to set up alarm system.
也不会有松鼠来偷出您的果树啊。
There will be no squirrels coming to steal the food.
也说火教之地啊，神保护。
A holy wilderness that God shall protect us.
所以你看，这个祭司国度是很特别的。
So this kingdom of priests is very special.
还有是神治理的国度。
It is also a kingdom that God will instruct.
好，请看《撒母耳记上》第八章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 8.
撒母耳记上第八章第四节。
1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 4.
撒母耳记上第八章第四节。
1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 4.
以色列的长老都聚集来到拉玛见撒母耳，对他说：“你年纪老迈了，你儿子也不行你的道，现在求你为我们立一个王治理我们，像列国一样。”第六节。
Verse 6。
那撒母耳不喜悦他们说立一个王治理他们，他就祷告神。第七节。那神对撒母耳说：“百姓向你说的一切话，你只管依从。”因为他们不是厌弃你，乃是厌弃我，不要我做他们的王。我们看以色列百姓啊，他们要求立王啊，就是用人来治理他们。
And when Israelites request a king to judge them, it is just like the other nations.
那神说他们是厌弃我，不是厌弃你啊，不要我做他们的王。
And God said that it is not that they reject you, but they have rejected me.
所以可见这一点以前啊，是神在做王啊。
So,before this point, it is that God was Israel's king.
啊，神实际上在治理，亲自治理以色列百姓。
And God personally judge and instruct the kingdom of Israel.
所以就是透过祭司啊来治理百姓。
So God manage and instruct the people through the priests.
所以这个是啊神自己治理的一个国度。
So this is.A kingdom that God self-instructs.
因为是神自己治理啊。
And because God personally instructs.
所以赏罚分得很清楚。
And so blessings and curses is very clear.
我们今天有些谋杀案件啊，抓到了这个人犯。
So if there is a murder case and we have captured this suspect.
啊，要抓到法官那里要审判呢、啊。
And then the judge will try to judge this case.
啊，他说我没杀人。
And he will explain to himself that I did not murder anyone.
哦，所以我们要用很多资源，花很多钱，再组成一个什么陪审团。
So we need to use a lot of resources and money to gather this jury box.
有的案件要花一年、两年的时间呢。
Some cases need to be handled for up to 2 years.
可是神自己治理就不一样。
But if God personally self-instructs, then it is different.
哎，谁也骗不了神呢。
Nobody can deceive God.
你不能说谎，你不能说我没杀人呢。
You cannot say I did not murder.
啊，神是看着内心的。
Because God look at our hearts.
神会显明罪恶来。
God will reveal our sins.
啊，所以就在立位记里头有一些规定，怎么来判定那些说谎的人，怎么来测验他们是不是。有做违法的事情还是没有
？So in the book of Leviticus, God have instruct how to handle or judge those who have a lie. or deceive people.
所以告诉当时审判官呢，要审判要按照公义来审判。
And God will rule and judge according to His will.
所以这个祭司的国度啊，就是一个很特别的一个荣耀的国度。也是圣洁的国度啊，神保护的国度，也就是神治理的国度。
So this kingdom of priests is a special a kingdom where God will protect and God will rule.
啊，神就指定哈祭啊亚伦还有他的子孙啊，来担任祭司的职分。
And so God instructs that that Aaron and his descendant shall be the priests in the Old Testament.
出埃及记啊，二十八章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 28.
出埃及记二十八章。
Exodus chapter 28.
二十八章第一节。
Chapter 28, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你要从以色列人中啊，使你的哥哥亚伦和他的儿子拿达、亚比户、以利亚撒、以他玛一同就近你，给我供祭司的职分。所以这边祭司职分并不是每个人都当祭司。
So not everyone can be a priest.
而是啊，特别从以色列中啊，拣选亚伦还有他的儿子，他以后的子孙来当祭司。
And especially chosen with Aaron and also his descendants.
所以就不是在旧约时代不是全民祭司。
So in the Old Testament, not all people are priests.
那有的人说，是因为。本来是全民祭司，可是因为摩西上山领取十诫的时候啊，那等太久了，以色列百姓等太久了，所以亚伦呢就为他们做出一个金牛犊。
So some people may say that, in the beginning it was all people are priests, but, when Moses went up, to Mount Sinai, and for far too long, and so Aaron made this golden calf for them.
啊，所以他们本来是全民祭司啊，但是后来因为他们做金牛犊，所以神生气了啊，只有利未人站在神这一边啊，所以神才拣选利未人啊来做祭司。
And God was angry because of this action, and so only the tribe of Levi was for God, and therefore only the tribe of Levi was able to be the priest later on.
所以他们的这个的结论。
So this is their conclusion.
啊，就是说。本来大家都祭司，祭司国度就全民都是祭司，所有的百姓都是祭司。
That the kingdom of priests was supposedly for all Israelites.
后来因为百姓啊得罪神
，but because the people sin against God，
所以就变成有祭司的国度，有祭司啊，就有亚伦的子孙啊当祭司。
And so only the Aaron's son and his descendants can become priests，
对不对呀？
Is this right?
全民做祭司，在旧时代。
In the Old Testament, that all men can be priests.
啊，听起来有道理啊。
It sounds reasonable.
但是，二十八章就已经拣选了亚伦还有他的儿子当祭司。
But in chapter 28, God specially chose Aaron and his sons.
那这个事情啊，这个事情是摩西下山以前啊就已经吩咐了。
This is instructed before.Moses came down from Mount Sinai.
那吩咐完了以后啊，摩西就下山，就发现亚伦怎么帮这以色列百姓造一个金牛犊啊。
And as he came down from the mountain, he saw that Aaron had made this golden calf.
所以是先拣选亚伦还有他的儿子当祭司在先。
So it is that the choosing of Aaron and his sons as the priests to be the first.
所以在旧时代。跟新约时代不同，新约时代是信徒，大家都是祭司。等一下再探讨，等一下再讲啊。
So Old Testament is different from New Testament. The New Testament where everyone is priest, which we will discuss later.
但是在旧约时代啊，神特别拣选亚伦还有他的儿子们啊，他的后代当祭司。
But in Old Testament, only Aaron and his sons are specially chosen to be priests.
当然在旧约时代啊。这个祭司们也是开始慢慢败坏。
But eventually, the descendants of Aaron, have been corrupted.
所以耶稣基督来啊，就是要一次解决这个问题。
So as Lord Jesus come to this world, he will we solve this issue once and for all.
好，那我们啊，下次再继续探讨啊。
And we will discuss in the next session.
啊，一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.